We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Radio.com. Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even politics. But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day, and God bless.
After a little Father's Day, there's nothing like a little O.J. Simpson in your life getting into social media, huh? Do you ever think you'd see that?
No.
I really thought we'd just see O.J. just enjoy himself in Vegas, ride it out, spend some time with the kids. Probably still do a little explaining, and he's decided to jump on and get into the social media world of Twitter.
I don't want to see him after a couple drinks on a Saturday night go on Twitter and post a video. That could be a dangerous video.
Yeah. No, that will be see where the future of that. Although he came out with a bang on the Kardashian stuff.
Of course.
Which has been around, and there's been a lot of stuff out there that OJ's Khloe's father.
Well, that's been the kind of the rumor, right, for years.
And he and Chris had an affair together, and he said that's not true.
Said Bob is his buddy,
so
man.
So anyway, after all these years, it's been around for a long time, you know. And so now OJ's decided that he's going to come out, and he just wanted to explain a few things. That seemed to be one of the first things on his list.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly. You know, this is my first venture into the social media world, and it's amazing. You know, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that. My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the weeks go on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. But once in a while, I'm going to go off topic and talk about something else. And this is one of those times, you know. Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended. But never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris romantically or sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Khloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here, but the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine. Now, one of the people who's spreading this rumor is a guy that the media loves to say is my manager. I had one manager in my whole life, Chuck Barnes, when I came out of USC for 3 years. Unfortunately, he died about 45 years ago, but even before he died, I opened my own office with the help of Skip Taft, my lawyer, my two assistants, Marilyn O'Brien, the late Marilyn O'Brien, and Kathy Randa. And I've always managed my own affairs, and I like to think very successfully. So when you see these guys like Norm and these guys claim that they're my manager, it's just not true. I may have done a deal here or there with them, but none of these guys have ever was anything remotely like a manager for me. In any event, that's it for today. Happy Father's Day. Take care.
Thank you, OJ.
That's a good way to start.
That's a good way to start. Came out and killed that whole thing about Khloe's not my daughter.
Don't use those words.
And I never banged Chris. So you can just leave me alone with that one. Man, we got all kinds of stuff going on. We got the big trade. Anthony Davis, after all this time going through the season, he finally gets to go where he wanted to end up, and that's with LeBron James and the Lakers. They gave up a lot. They gave up Lonzo Ball, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, three first-round picks, including that fourth overall pick this year, which is coming up here.
This week.
Yeah. Gosh, that draft's right just a few days away from that. Fire Bay will speculate, and of course, now they're saying, "Hey, we're not done. We're looking for a big three." And so now the Kemba Walker stuff's out there. Kyrie Irving's still out there. That one of those guys, Jimmy Butler's name's been mentioned out there to get the third one for the big three. And so it'll be interesting to see what all these guys do. And I thought right away, like, wow, that's great. And then I step back and I always think about what Chris Bosh said about being the third guy after you've been the man on your team. You're the number one guy. Whether it worked out or not, you're the number one guy, and now you're going to be the third wheel, because you will be the third wheel.
Whoever else joins,
play with AD and you play with LeBron, and you ain't dribbling the ball down the court all the time. LeBron likes to do that too. So I think it's going to be really interesting to find out where the rest of these free agents go after the trade's now been made. The big trade is done, and now the free agency stuff. Including Kawhi, who's getting ready to get stroked at a huge parade today.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Expecting between 2 and 3 million people.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Holy moly, that's a lot.
You know, a lot of this is about, hey, we got to go, man. Got one last shot to keep Kawhi and tell him how much we love him.
Yeah, one last shot to maybe see him. You know, like, that could be it for that.
I mean,
they did win a championship.
Do you have any idea what he's going to do? Does anybody really got a gut in their gut?
No. You can't. I can't even fathom at this point him leaving a team that just won the title, and the money's there. Like, it's not like there's a huge difference, and he's the king of Toronto now.
Well, he gets that extra year.
Yeah.
Talking about huge, huge money, but
it's huge money in both cases. Whether he goes to the Clippers, whether he goes somewhere else, or whether he stays in Toronto, there's huge money. But they just won a title. It's not easy to leave a team that just won a championship.
Leaving titles got to be hard. So,
like, on ring night, you're going to be in another team. They get the rings.
He's a different guy. Obviously, he feels like, hey, you guys brought me here to win the championship. I got it. Now I can go. I don't feel bad. I gave you everything I had. I led this team, and maybe he's thinking of it that way. And told you guys I probably wouldn't be staying, but hey, I got you a ring. I hope you guys are happy. I got another one myself. And
well, the gamble paid off. That's for sure.
But I'm moving on here. So that was the one story.
They're not even a playoff team if he leaves, which is kind of the crazy thing. Like, you think about it, they won't make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference.
I think in the East,
they're
probably an 8 seed.
Aren't they? Well, yeah, we always call everybody once they lose somebody.
Yeah, like an 8 or 7.
They're a 7
or 8. Who's the next best player on that team?
I mean, it's got to be Siakam or Lowry, right? Yeah.
Not bad.
I'll tell you what.
Kyle Lowry.
Take Kawhi off the team.
You're a fringe playoff team.
But wait, take Kawhi off the team. Are they better than the Heat?
Yeah, they're still better than the Heat. I mean, most teams are.
Then they're probably an 8 seed.
Let's just say Kawhi didn't play when he was down here. It was a back-to-back, and
yeah,
they won,
yeah. But, like, if they played a whole season. Threes.
But they're a fringe playoff team without Kawhi, right?
Yeah, they're the Heat. They're a little bit better than the Heat, like you said.
But he makes everybody – what was it? Kawhi is not a selfish player. He makes everybody better. He defends. He plays inside. He shoots outside. Boy, he is – you talk about moving up the ladder after being injured most of last year and by the way, that thing has moved up and down on who's the best player in the NBA. But after you go through the injuries and everything else, our guys just didn't get to play, and we haven't seen them play because their teams didn't make it to the playoffs or they shut them down like AD. Kawhi Leonard's the best player in basketball right now.
It's hard to debate that. It's hard to debate that. No. Both sides of the
Golden
ball.
Golden State had two guys go down, which I'm taking that into consideration.
But injuries happen, so you can't really do anything about
it. Anyway, that's whole thing you have. I want to talk about restaurants for just a second with this whole thing. It's not just Beast. I don't get you tag a company. So what are you trying to get by tagging a company? You want them to know that his nachos were bad? Was that the deal?
Yes, it looked like the picture was the end of a nachos plate, and he said that, you know, like, how could you do this? Like, how is this the end of the plate of nachos? It was just chips. So, it wasn't anything on them.
So the nachos, which is a side dish, was enough for him to be so upset that he tagged the company on social media where everybody that follows him could see it.
Yes.
Do they usually get the cheese on the bottom layer of chips, though? Like, isn't it usually on the top?
I don't know.
Like, you get a little sauce on the side for the bottom chips?
But this How do you not do better on the nachos? This is what you get after eating the top layer of 10 chips. And then it's just a picture of chips.
I just, first of all, it's Flanagan's, which is really good. Gets, always people say good things about it. Flanagan's, family owned, Jimmy Flanagan, Augie and all those guys that work there. Augie's, I don't know if he's still there, but has been there for a long time, does great. You go in there. I always find the food. I think they got one of the best. Now, I like the way they make their chicken Caesar. I've always liked that.
Doused in Caesar dressing.
But, Zach, you go there a lot, too.
Yeah, I do. I get the ribs. I get the wings.
I mean, you're
I get
driving around. You go, hey, let's go to something like we know is going to be really, really good. And you go to Flanagan's.
Yes.
Flanagan's is good. They've been around since the 80s for a reason.
It's legitimately what my wife says when I say, let's get Flanagan's. She goes, you know, it's always good. That's fine. There's never a problem there.
So this guy has a friggin' nachos. Not even your main dish, but nachos. And he tags the company. Mm. So he wants them to know, what's he want, like a pass forever? You're not that good to get a pass forever.
I'll take a pass.
Free.
Yeah, you're not going to get that.
I just don't.
But I think complaining in the restaurant at that point with that plate to a waiter or the manager.
In, next time he comes in, I go, hey, B, sorry for you and your family. We don't have any room. You come in our store all the time. We take care of you. And you do this, like, over a plate of nachos at the bottom. You don't like the way they are. That's enough for you to send out on your social media page and rip us, because that's what you're doing.
Well, he was probably hoping they would respond and say, hey, here's a free $20 gift card. Something like that. That's why people complain, right, for compensation?
I don't know, but if I'm Jimmy Flanagan and this somehow gets to him, Jimmy, do not give that guy $2, a dollar off. Don't give him crap.
I'm just thinking at that point.
Just a push league. Come on.
But you could have
said
something.
You guys. I'm not a huge Beast fan anyway, but this is bad.
If that's what it looked like at the bottom of my plate, I probably would have said something to the waiter and said, look at this. Like, is this the way it should be? And you know what they would have done?
They might have taken it home, right? Was it?
I just think that they would have fixed it there for you. Most restaurants would do that instead of saying, no, that's just how it is.
I just, like, the restaurants are such an easy target all the time.
Well, the guy, I told you what the guy texted in. Let me go back to
the my
text.
Service was slower. Gosh, man.
Joe, some guy texted in earlier, I have a restaurant chain with over 10 locations here in South Florida since 1993. The internet has put so much stress on us because so many false reviews or simple with one-star reviews because of the simple, the line was too long or anything like that. It's tough for restaurants in today's day. Someone texted that in earlier.
I just, I don't know, maybe a lot of people do that out there that are in radio. Is that a normal radio thing?
It's not normal.
It's not?
People do it, but it's not.
You know. I mean, but the guy who texted in is right. Like, a lot of people do go on these review sites, and they can anonymously bash places. And people do that. If you have a bad experience, people will go write about it.
And then when you try to look up a restaurant, if you go into a new city, like, you know, Hollywood's right about this. When you go on, like, Yelp, and you go in a new city, or TripAdvisor, one of those things, and you say, best pizza place, best burger place, and then all of a sudden someone's got a one-star review on it.
Is there anybody, like, if you don't like something, even if it's nachos, a side dish, away from your burgers and your french fries, and if you're getting the ribs there, or whatever you're getting, that you like it at a Flanagan's or a Quarter Deck, if we're talking about Jimmy and Paul Flanagan and the whole thing. If there's something you don't you go back and just talk to the manager?
Yeah.
Don't you call the manager if you're at home? It's so much easier. Hey, bring it back. Hey, man, we'll get you something else. You know they'll take care of you. And instead, you're such a jackass that you go out there and you take a shot.
I would have just said something
to the
manager.
By the way, a company that's been around forever. Food's been good at 3 in the morning. Mm. Food's been good at night, on the weekends.
Good lunch specials, too.
It's good stuff. Yeah. Keep prices down.
Sure.
Really affordable. Good for the whole family, for people. And this guy decides he's going to go on Twitter, show the food, and try to take a shot at a friggin' plate of nachos. I got a great idea. Grab a friggin' salad next time you go in there and see how it is. Instead of worried about the bottom of your nachos and trying to rip the company and you tag it,
the rock
which has got give me
too.
Something free written all over it. Yep. Just a real Bush League move by a real Bush League guy.
Could have fixed it there. You could have fixed the solution by telling the waiter.
What a turd. What a turd.
They would have given a whole new plate probably, too.
Guys shaking your heads. You guys want nothing to do with this. I don't blame you.
I mean,
I'm fine with that. It's just, it's embarrassing.
Psych. His buddy Len, I wonder what he thinks. Is that what he likes too? Maybe we'll just do that. Flanagan's is good.
It's good. I do like Flanagan's.
We got to go to break. It's
incredible. I might go there for lunch.
What goes on around here? Yeah, you know what? I might make this Flanagan's Day.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back and good morning. Go to Flanagan's for lunch and dinner. That freaking place is awesome. Everything. If there's something you don't like, just tell the manager. They'll bring you something else. It's really good.
They'll fix it.
They'll fix it.
At least.
That's why they've been in business for a zillion friggin' years.
Yep.
I love Flanagan's. As a matter of fact, I'm going for a Philly cheese today.
Yeah. That's so good. I'm starving. Go for God, that. We're early on that,
I
man.
I go a Caesar salad today with a little chicken in
I like their wings, too, man. Their wings
are
good, too.
Oh,
the
good. Ribs, hell, yeah. The
sounds good. I think I'll join you.
Stuff all sounds
You're
good.
You're just trying
man.
To get a free meal.
I'm not Yeah, he's trying to freeload off
I'll go
off
with
us.
You guys, yeah.
We
come to come to the Davie location. It's about 100 miles from your house.
So let me just give you a heads up on what everybody's going to be breaking down today, and that's going to be the Lakers and LeBron and Anthony Davis playing together, and they will critique every part of this, who's coming next.
Do you think they gave up too much to get Anthony Davis?
No.
No, either do I.
I would have done it in a heartbeat.
Absolutely.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah. You can't get a top five
if
talent.
If Anthony Davis didn't disappear at the end of the bench because they didn't want him to get hurt when they shut him down, and he wasn't on a bad team or average team, he's one of the two or three best players in basketball. He's really good. Now, he gets injured a little bit from time to time.
No, he's been an injury guy.
But boy, he is.
But he went from a guy that just barely gets into the playoffs when he does, if he does, to a guy who's now going to be the focus on the NBA Finals in the Western Conference next year. They're going to go into the season as the favorites in the West.
We'll see what else they get. And they
get one more guy with a name, Joe, and they're going to be the favorites
said,
in the West.
They said they want to make their big three. LeBron likes the big three. And then, of course, the other topic will be this is the best sidekick that LeBron's ever played with, and Anthony Davis. And by the way, it might be, and I'm not taking it as a shot against LeBron or Chris or Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh or anything else. And you're going to have every angle on this thing. Which guy that's a top player wants to go be the third wheel? And I figure we'll hear a little Chris Bosh. It's hard to play. I know Kevin Love's going through being a third wheel. That was me. What'd you mean by that? I'm just telling you, there's only one basketball. Not everybody can touch it. Here it was Dwayne and LeBron. It wasn't me as much. So you will get all that stuff out in L.A. But, yes, they gave up a lot. They gave up three first-round picks. They gave up Ball. They gave up Ingram. They gave up Hart. I would have done the same damn thing. Kept Kuzma.
Second.
Yeah. Kuzma out of the deal.
Yeah, they got to keep one of their young
wherever
guys.
Wherever you rank all the young guys, Kuzma averaged almost 19 points a game. So they've got a nice little core. Now they got to fill that whole team out now and find some guys.
But the Heat had to do that too. Remember, Heat had to gut their team. They brought in LeBron and Bosh and Wade, and they filled in the blanks. They had Udonis kind of coming back. They found a way to sign Mike Miller, and they filled in the blanks. Team is that good, you could fill in the blanks.
They will do that same thing for that want to come on the cheap and play in L.A. and fill it out. I'm curious to see, though, man. It's all good for me, for the NBA, and find out if Kyrie or Kemba wants to play there is going to be the next big question, right? Both the guards, two best guards out there. See which one of those two, if any. Kemba's been on a bunch of bad teams in Charlotte. And Kyrie just off a total failure in Boston. Although there's talk of Brooklyn, maybe a little talk in New York.
How does he play with LeBron, though, after kind of ripping LeBron?
I don't either.
How does LeBron – you said it, and I didn't even think about it before when we were talking about it.
Well, he did apologize.
I know he apologized, but isn't that a kind of a bitch move by both guys if Kyrie comes back? Kyrie for being the bitch that wanted his own team and didn't do it, and LeBron for basically, you got bitched out by this guy. that you can't, you're hard to play with, impossible as a teammate, and yet you want to go back and play.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's a marriage that can be fixed, even with apologies on Instagram.
Well, that's why Kimba might be the first choice.
I have a feeling who it's knows? Jimmy Butler, man. I think Jimmy Butler's going to be that guy.
I think they want a guard. I think they're looking for a pure guard. They got the big guys. Jimmy Butler is mentioned. And Jimmy just wants to get paid, right?
Sure.
I mean, he wants to go on a good team, but he's looking to be maybe the last of the max guys in that whole group. Hey, by the way, we got that going on. And then for me, yesterday, U.S. Open, I should say last night, because it's out on the West Coast, Gary Woodland is able to hold off Rose and Koepka and just plays out of his mind, had some unbelievable saves, especially on 17, chipping from the green over to the green and gets it to check up close enough to make the putt. Was just unbelievable, some of the shots he made coming in yesterday. And hold those guys off as the 1-4 players in the world. Very, very impressive. I almost feel like when I'm watching, you can almost feel the pressure, especially early. Koepka makes a bunch of birdies, puts the pressure on them. You know those guys see everything. They watch the boards. No matter what they say, they're watching the leaderboards. And this guy held them off, played smart at the end, and wins by 3 strokes. Just very impressive, man. Those back nine, when you got guys chasing you, especially,
pressure,
I think
man.
Koepka's clearly the best player. He's the number one player in the world, but even after yesterday, he is he makes you earn it, man. He makes you go out and get it, and he sprayed it a little bit, but still was able to finish second yesterday. That's an impressive win. I'm a choke artist in golf when I play. Just a complete choke artist.
You would have blew that tournament if you were up?
Oh, I would have gagged all. I would have wet my pants going down the thing. I would have choked and trying to hit it out of the rough and out of the sand and the putts from 30, 40 feet. I'd be 3-putting. I'd be hitting people in the crowd. Nobody'd be safe out there, Zach.
Lucky Tiger wasn't chasing.
Nobody.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess the TV ratings would be hurting a little. Those things come out. Combination of Joe Buck and Gary Woodyear, whatever his name is.
Why you always got to be like that, man? I understand if it's a regular
Woodyear.
If it's a regular event, PGA event, but it was a major, man. You got to give the guy a little credit.
Father's Day major, too. You know, everyone's around the house.
It's a Father's Day, but besides that, like, end of the day, we just give the whole Tiger thing a rest. And Tiger had a nice little finish after a really crappy start, made a bunch of birdies and finished 2 under. And so you got a little Tiger fix if you needed that. But I'm not saying, and you're right, the ratings won't be as good as they are when Tiger, if that would have been.
Of course not.
If Tiger Woods would have been Gary Woodland at the end there.
That's
or chasing
story.
Him and just came up short. You probably pick up a lot more viewers. Okay, I get that. But you got to give, in the day, to like not rip Gary Woodland. Can you not rip Gary Woodland today?
You shouldn't today.
You want to rip Joe Buck, you go ahead.
I don't know who he is. Did you?
He's your PGA champ.
He's
a top 25 money guy.
All right, let me be honest with you guys. Did you guys know his name?
I knew who he was because I followed, but I didn't think he was going to win it.
No,
wasn't he like 100-1 to win it or something?
I didn't look at the odds.
It's good odds.
I think he's ranked in the top 25 or
30. Because no one's ever heard of him. Of course, he's 100-1.
Huh?
No one's ever heard of the guy.
But that's what made it so great. If you didn't hear of him, and you're used to hearing about Rose and Koepka because they've won and been really good. Rose had a cup of coffee at number one not too long ago, and so those guys, you got some big horse. You got Rory back there who double bogeyed right off the bat.
Oh, my God.
Knocked himself out of
That's
it.
That's right.
But you got all the big horses chasing you, man, that are there. And this guy comes up, the guy you haven't heard of. Can you give him a little credit?
No, it's an amazing story. They might make a movie about this.
I'm not saying that, but why do you always
It's tremendous.
Be?
It's good for the sport. It's a tremendous story.
Why don't you tag him on Twitter and write about him?
You just want all the stars to win all the time. Listen, if Tiger can't win, I
Stars.
I want...
There's no stars. There's star.
All right. So Tiger doesn't win. Is it okay?
Don't call Brooks Koepka a star.
He's a pretty good golfer.
Brooks Koepka is pretty good, man. Like, whatever you think of him, I like the fact the guy doesn't make excuses. He gets tired of the other guys whining and bitching on the golf course. I think a lot of guys are actually going to like Brooks Koepka. Like, guy had to go over and play overseas to get his career going. and then came over here. Dude is mentally really tough. You can say whatever you want about Koepka. That's a bad. By the way, lifts weights like he's getting ready to play linebacker for the Miami Dolphins.
Look
guy
like
is frigging gets after him, man. They're going, it's kind of weird. He lifts a lot of heavy weights before he plays. Yeah, he's a badass. That's what he does, man. Yeah. I just wish you. Can you give him a break today? Or are you just going to rip that nobody knew who
Gary
he was?
Gary or the other guy?
No, Gary Woodland. Oh, Brooks Koepka, the other guy. Now you haven't heard
other
of him.
Guy.
Why don't you start watching sports a little bit?
Well,
you can't just watch basketball and football your whole life.
I watched golf yesterday.
Good for Gary. That's a good story.
I'm not saying. I understand.
It's not a golf guy.
There wasn't much personality there. I get it. There's not a lot of personality in golf. Not much flair to him. But at least Koepka comes out and says some stuff and talks about, like, guys bitching about the golf course, the U.S. Open. They're all bitching before this thing. They set it up, and it's too tough. And why do they feel the urge? They've been doing it forever, and they bitch forever. Koepka came out and said, hey, man, I love the way they have it set up. And last time I checked, we all got to play the same golf course. And if you hit it straight, you're okay. I went, way to go, man. Brooks Koepka, way to go. Plus, he's a South Florida guy. Went to high school down here.
That helps.
Went to Cardinal Newman High School. Grew up in Lake Worth. So.
He's a local guy.
You ain't got to rip him, man.
He just
Who's that guy? You're going to say you haven't heard of Rose either, right?
No, I know who Brooks is. I just don't know Gary. I don't think most people knew who Gary was before the
yesterday. Like the fact you're just calling him by their first names.
Even the announcers thought he was going to choke that away. There's no question they thought Koepka was going to win.
A lot of pressure.
They made so many references. Koepka's been here. He's a pit bull. He's going to run. Uh-oh, here it goes. It's ready to start. Woodland made a bogey. Uh-oh, here comes the great collapse of the pressure of a major. And the guy hung in there, man. I just thought it was a nice story. All right.
Good old Gary.
Go ahead. Old white guy watching sports. Mm. All right. Listen, we gotta go to break. We gotta check in on Hollywood's headlines.
Any tennis going on now too, or just golf? I know we're in season for it.
Grass, man. Grass.
Good.
You gotta spend some time, man, and check out some of the events going on. Wimbledon is right around the corner here,
man.
Oh,
there it comes.
See if Fed's got one more inning. Radio.com.
Radio.com. And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood. I know you're not a Gary Woodland fan, if you could just leave him alone, though. What do you got for us today?
He doesn't call him by his last name.
No, it's all good. I'm not going to crap on any local restaurants here. I'm just going to read these stories from the weekend.
Good for you. Better off.
Makes you a pro's pro right there.
Thank you, Joe.
Nice.
So we had a little bit of controversy with the U.S. women's team. We got some texts, by the way, so we are bringing up the U.S. women's team that played and won again. They got a little heat for their 13-0 route over Thailand, which is really weird, man. Like, the World Cup only comes around, once every 4 years?
That's correct.
Go out and play, and they're
having fun.
What are
you going to do, tell everybody don't try to score?
Yeah.
Just kick it around.
Yeah, kick it around a little bit.
To me, that was a little bit weird. The USA won 3-0, but the best part of the game yesterday was probably the Carly Lloyd celebration, where she did a little golf clap to the crowd there after scoring the goal. She didn't want to over-celebrate the goal too much, so Carly Lloyd, pretty cool.
I just love their sarcasm. Love it.
So and that team, by the way, is very fun to watch if you're into soccer. I mean, the men's U.S. national team's an embarrassment. This team is really fun to watch.
Well, let's stay focused on the women. They're really good. Got a nice story. We got, France? France is really good. United States really good. Let's see what happens.
Collision course.
All right, so we have the...
Zach. Collision.
I wanted to throw two cents in there.
You wanted to get something in
soccer,
there. Collision.
That's my soccer stuff, man.
NBA draft is coming up this week on Thursday. So, interesting story here about Ja Morant that ESPN did. It was an assistant coach at Murray State, his name is James Kane, who was scouting out some players in a gym.
Yeah.
And there were some guys that got sent to an auxiliary gym. They were playing off in another place. So the guy actually goes, gets a snack, stumbles upon the auxiliary gym, and finds Ja Morant.
That's crazy.
Who, it might end up being the best player in this upcoming draft. Right. Very possible.
You know what's amazing? I didn't realize, like, I saw that story. I couldn't believe it. I thought he got recruited by everybody.
And South Carolina was the only other D1 offer he had.
I thought some buddy, like he wanted to go play with a buddy or sometimes a girlfriend. You know, just wasn't recruited. Wanted to go there. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hollywood's right. He could be the best player in this draft.
Speaking of weird stories that came from the finals, by the way, Raptors president of basketball operations, Masai Ujiri, had an altercation with the police. That was, everyone saw that. There was some pushing, some shoving, and stuff like that. It came out that they might want to press charges on him. Now, a season ticket holder for the Warriors who was right there told the Associated Press the police are not telling the truth and are trying to cover up for what the officer did, saying that he never struck the officer or asked, and the officer never asked for the credential.
So you want to hear something crazy? They have video for every part of the arena. There's video for every angle of everything, especially down low, where they'll be able to look at, review who said what. I think he'll be fine.
Yeah,
I agree.
Me too.
By the way, he's not only going to be fine, he's got Washington ready to basically make him an owner of the friggin' team.
Oh, he loses Kawhi, he's bolting. I'm out. Yep.
All right, before we get to this next one, I just need confirmation. Drake is a rapper, right?
Correct.
I don't know. I a singer, songwriter, rapper?
He is a rapper.
I thought he was a rapper, but again, I don't know what's going on with this guy because this is a weak story here. He didn't go to the games in Oakland.
Yeah.
Because the league expressed concern about potentially angry Warriors fans doing something to him, like taunting or throwing stuff at him, which would put Drake at risk.
We don't mess around in Oakland.
So everyone agreed that
man.
It was best that Drake stay in Toronto for the games.
Yeah.
So this guy's scared to sit in courtside an NBA game?
Listen, man, Oakland doesn't mess around.
No.
We don't mess around in Oakland.
Shoot him courtside?
Huh?
What are they going to do to him? He's sitting courtside.
Probably couldn't get enough security for him, man.
Yeah. That is so weak.
He met him in Vegas. They're still there. I don't even know if they're back yet to the parade.
Probably not.
Speaking of Vegas, did you see Kawhi at the pool party?
He's a strange dude, man. But I want him to play for my team.
Different dude. You know, he's the one guy we don't know anything about him.
Nothing.
Matter of fact, when we were in San Antonio, remember the story about, like, he still was driving his, and he had just signed, he wiped out the $90
million. Or something.
He had, like, a Tahoe, a used Tahoe he was driving. He loved it.
Yep.
And then finally here, remember we had Charles Barkley at Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals wearing that weird outfit. It was like a golf polo shirt, and then he had a button-down shirt over it. Well, late Friday, Barkley goes on with Dan Patrick here to explain his choice of outfits.
What happened was, normally when you go to hockey games, it's cold as hell. So I didn't bring a T-shirt to wear under my light blue shirt. I only had a golf shirt with me. And unfortunately, when I got to the game, I have no idea why I was hot in the commissioner's box. So I had to make a decision whether to take the golf shirt off. So I just opened it up. I didn't worry about it because I was feeling pretty. I was feeling some type of way. You know, I started drinking like 2 hours before the game. So I really wasn't worried about my physical attire, Dan. I was feeling good.
He's a national treasure.
He's the best.
Drinking 2 hours before the game.
He should be protected at all times.
He was warmed up and ready to go. That was good.
Jeez.
All right. Well, we got to check in on the text machine on the Kindle Toyota, West Kindle Toyota text line. 56022. Zach, what do we got coming in?
All right. Hollywood is the type of guy who roots for the Russian versus Rocky.
Hoping Rocky like gets knocked out so we have to see any more movies.
Yep. Woodland trains at DBC Fitness down here in the Design District. Same gym as Oladipo. Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. What, does he bench press golf clubs?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if he does too much of that. Maybe a little cardio.
Can you give a guy a little credit? A back nine of a major and that tight little golf course being able to win by 3 strokes. Mm.
You got him. He won.
Just give him a little credit. Yeah. Give him a little credit. You know how many guys still, we name a zillion players that make a lot of money on a tour, have not been able to win a major?
Two straight texts that Hollywood's an idiot because Koepka is a star.
Koepka's a horse, man. Yeah. I know he complained, and he's always got a chip on his shoulder, which motivates him. He hates slow play. He's been bitching about how slow these guys are. He said he gets bored out there. And second of all, he bitched that he wasn't on every promotional commercial. I guess they left him out on one. He goes, how do I win the last two U.S. Opens and I can't get on? Mm. Damn near won this one, too.
Yeah. Someone also texted in, someone reminds Zach that he'd had Battier and Ray Allen not too shabby. I said that they picked up nice pieces afterwards, but they had to gut the team to make sure they got their big three signed. And then they just filled in the blanks after
that. Yeah, they
and that's what the Lakers are going to have to do.
And they were able to do something I don't think a lot of teams will ever see again. They all went the same amount of money to make it work. They all gave up a little bit. They go, LeBron, it starts with you. You're the best player. He goes, all right, I'm willing to split this. We need a little. Let's take less. We get some
sign
guys.
Mike Miller. Want to sign?
We
got to
get some guys in here. And they go, all right, who do you like? He goes, I love Mike Miller. Oh, Mike Miller. I love Mike.
Let's get him. Kemba said he'd take less to stay in Charlotte. Well, we'll see.
That was a weird thing.
We'll see.
By the way, was that a weird comment?
Yeah. Yes. Considering he's right now number one or number two free agent on the market,
feels comfortable. But do you really want to go back to a team that's going nowhere? Except to see Michael Jordan a couple times a week.
Are you getting a good Jordan contract after that also? You're going to have your own shoe brand?
He said he might take less. What are you taking less for? No, you're not getting any top free agents to go there to play with you. Mm. It hasn't happened. Another location that top players aren't going to. Yeah. We can just put them on it. We can just, right? There's certain teams you're not going to.
There's about 10 teams.
Sacramento.
Leads the list. Yeah. That leads the list. Sacramento.
You take the top five or six free agents every year, and you know there's a handful of places that got no shot.
You want to shock me? Have Kawhi tomorrow spread the rumor she's signing with Sacramento.
I'll give you one. How about LeBron, when he was at Cleveland, tried to recruit all those guys.
To Cleveland.
And Dwayne, those guys go, we're not playing in Cleveland.
Nope. Nope.
And he couldn't get anybody to go there. So, oh, God, all right, I'm going to Miami. Jim Gray, come down here. Let's do this thing to piss everybody off. We'll do the decision. Someone what else said, you got?
Hey, Dummywood, even if he's benching golf clubs, it's still more than you could bench. There we go. Hollywood's getting killed today in the text machine.
A lot of these golfers are pretty cut. Not all of them, but a lot of these guys are a lot more muscular. They're all... I remember, you know, as a kid, like baseball players never lift the weights. They're afraid it would hurt their arm.
Sure.
I remember that.
And a little different now.
Now.
Oh, see, these dudes are
all these
jacked.
Guys.
Yeah. All right, one more before we go to break. As someone who's raising three children in South Florida, I can't think of a local restaurant that supports youth activities more than Flanagan's. Every time this guy has Venmo or Cash App address, I'll send him the $20. Every time I eat at Flanagan's, the manager or assistant manager always asks me, how is everything? He always donates money to the Flanagan's guys.
I just...
Well, it's a good story.
You know, and again... The Flanagan's, and I like the Flanagan family a lot besides been going there since the 80s.
Wait, the text is disgruntled. Says, please send me this guy's Venmo or Cash App address to the guy who's bitching about Flanagan's. He's going to send him $20.
But if your nachos really bothered you, the bottom of your nachos bothered you that much, I know those Flanagan's. All you got to do is tell one of them at those managers, man, they're all about this community.
That's right.
Flanagan's.
Plus, they'd fix your dish in a second.
Flanagan's.
1 second. Flanagan's. I wish I had
lunch,
that guy's voice.
Flanagan's dinner. Yeah. Flanagan's, you ain't getting a big-ass bill, Flanagan's, which is nice. We got to go to break here, man. 8 o'clock hour's coming up. We got a lot more to get to. I just don't understand why radio guys do that, man. Like, and then, you know, he'll be the first fat ass to go back to it. He'll be the first guy going back to that restaurant, waddling in there, ready to go.
Radio.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.